The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, 27 and a half after eight. Let's go to Harley. The US Cyber Command reportedly targeting the Russian power grid. Harley.
Yes, and I don't think anyone's surprised about this. If, as a matter of fact, if we weren't doing it, we'd be probably upset about it, since we know everybody and his brother's trying to target us. But the US Cyber Command, we are told, according to the New York Times, has made a number of incursions into the electrical infrastructure of Russia just in the last few months. They said that the U.S. is willing to operate a lot more aggressively to deter potential cyber attacks. I think it's sort of like, you know, shaking the big stick.
Yeah.
Saying, you know, we can do this too.
Well, that's what they should be doing.
Well, it's gotten far, far more aggressive over the last year, we're told. Of course, the White House reacted and said, what are they talking about? And everybody said, okay, you know, I mean, of course they're going to say that.
Absolutely. Can't fool him. Can't fool him. He's a tough cookie, the Donald. Bernie Sanders.
Well, this was really interesting. He made this major speech about democratic socialism, about he's the new FDR. He wants to finish the work that FDR started. A lot of people heard that and said, perish the thought. But nonetheless, Bernie Sanders' roots turn out to be pretty directly from the communist playbook. This was actually, revealed or divulged or uncovered, whatever you want to call it, by Mark Levin, who's a political commentator and historian and an attorney, used to work in the White House, that sort of thing. But he pointed out that Sanders' entire agenda is from the 1936 Soviet Constitution. He had a Bill of Rights, did Sanders, that said everybody should have a right to a decent job that pays a living wage, a right to quality health care, a right to a complete education, a right to affordable housing, clean environment, secure retirement. And Mark Levin pointed out every one of those so-called rights is in the 1936 Soviet Constitution, also known as the Stalin Constitution, with the exception of clean environment, because nobody was talking about global warming back then.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? I mean, gosh,
it is.
They're everywhere. Well, you got him there, then you got Jeremy Corbyn in Britain. Same stuff, haven't you? Just extraordinary.
Well, and I don't know, you know, how in the world are we supposed to afford to do all this?
That's it. Oh, that's right. It's absolute rubbish. But it's the kind of stuff they're being taught in universities as well, Harley. Good on you, my friend.